Well, good morning, church family. Good morning, your family. All right, and welcome to those who are visiting. Welcome to those who are watching online today. First and foremost, let's give God some glory this morning for being here, waking us up. We are here today in the house of the Lord to hear a good word. Amen? Amen. All right, so by the show of hands, how many of you had a chance to catch a little bit of the 2020 Olympics? Show of hands. All right now. Okay, yes. Okay. As a former high school athlete myself, I get into sports of interest and sometimes not of interest. The Olympic Games, for me, is a must-watch, especially the opening ceremony, also known as the Parade of Nations. How many knew that? Right? Okay. So by show of hands again, how many of you watched the opening ceremony about 2.5 weeks ago? Okay, that's fair. So for those who may not watch the Olympics or do not have interest in the opening ceremony, which is okay, let me share with you that 204 nations with different backgrounds and culture came together in a huge space where they proudly represented their nation. Let me say that again. Proudly represented their nation. As I watched this opening ceremony, it was a vivid reminder of what our heaven will look like, a diverse creation made in the image of God. Last week, Pastor Chip started a new sermon series, and he talked about the kingdom is here and not yet fulfilled. And he also talked about vineyard values, the unique distinctives that make up the Vineyard Association, based on biblical values and truths. Well, today, I will dig a bit further in what it means when we, the vineyard, talk about reaching across the table. We will look at Matthew 9:36 and another scripture in a moment, but first, take a moment to look around at the congregation. Go ahead. Take a look around. Take a good look. What do you see? Most importantly, who do you see? Yes, you might see friends, family, or people you might know. But let me help you out a little bit of who you see or who you don't see. There are children, seniors, young adults, teenagers, chocolate, peanut butter, dark chocolate, vanilla skin. We have African, we have Somali, Italian, and Asian, and many, many more backgrounds. I could go on and on. But the point is, we all have differences about us. And God created us in the image of God. Imago Dei, which is also known as the Hebrew translation. So, how can we love God and not the people he put here on this earth? I'm glad you asked. The simple truth is, you can't. Now, that's right, you can't. You can't say in the same sentence, oh, I love God, but I don't love you. It doesn't comprehend. You can't say it in a separate sentence. It doesn't make sense. So now, this does not mean that we have to accept certain behaviors, beliefs, or lifestyles of others. Acceptance and love are separate actions, and that, my sisters and brothers, that's another topic for another day. But today, we are going to look at three things that God points our attention to as we are required by Him to reach across the table. The first is comfortability. Say that with me, comfortability. Okay, so we can be too comfortable where we are in our circles, our personal in crowd. We sometimes have the tendency to only be around others who look like us, who act like us, or only associate with social classes like us. The second one is compassion. Say compassion. We as believers and followers of Jesus proclaim we want to be Christ-like. And if that is what we hold true to our hearts, then we must show and display the ultimate Christ-like characteristics outside of our comfort zone, compassion. The people outside the kingdom of God need compassion from the heart of Jesus. He gave it then, and He will do so today through those of us who are the hands and feet of Jesus. We must act on His behalf, which is why He has selected us and set us aside to do once we have fully surrendered to Him, taken up His way and His will, and we are ready by His standards to represent Him to others around us. We all need compassion, care, love that He offers. And it is a powerful love that leads to eternity. Once we can genuinely show compassion towards one another, we can then reach out and help others that don't look like us or act like us. So if you have your Bibles physically present today, let's turn to Matthew 9:36 through verse 38. And for those who are comfortable with their electronics, go ahead and open your Bible app and scroll on down to Matthew. or you can follow us along on our overhead screens as I read the scripture from the New King James Version. But when He saw the multitudes, He was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. Then He said to His disciples, "The harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out the laborers into His harvest." Jesus was motivated by love. He showed compassion for those who were running around with no one to embrace them, with everything that was going on in their community. They were lost, they were hungry, people needed refuge, and they needed someone to genuinely show them what compassion was so that they could one day become laborers of God. The third thing that God points our attention to is challenge. Say challenge with me. Challenge. He challenges us to come out of our comfort zones. The scripture shows us a great example in Acts 16, when a vision was given to Paul to go to Macedonia. So let's take a look at Acts chapter 16, verses 9 through 10. It reads, "And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, 'Come over to Macedonia and help us.' Now, after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them." To give a brief understanding or history of what is taking place in the context of the scripture, Paul, Silas, and Timothy were on a journey of preaching the gospel to churches in and around the area of Lystra, which is known in our present day as Turkey. It was a familiar territory or comfort zone to them. God had different plans and challenged them to preach the gospel in an unfamiliar territory, which it was also the eastern part of Europe, also known as the east side of Macedonia. In the New Testament, it tells us that the apostles were required to move beyond their comfort zones if they wanted to please God. They moved by faith, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith in God must be walked out, lived out, if you will, and most importantly, demonstrated within by extending love. Allow me to quickly share a present day example of reaching across the table. Okay, so some of you may know Miss Sheila Braden, but if you don't, you will know about her at the end of my story. My very first visit here to Vineyard, Miss Sheila was the second person to greet me, but the first one in the sanctuary. For those who know, Pastor Mark is always at the front main entrance of the main doors, and he was the first person to greet me as I entered the building. I'm sure a lot of you guys can relate to this, right, Pastor Mark? So thank you, Pastor Mark. Well, we all know how uncomfortable it can be to approach others, especially if you don't know them. That alone is a comfort zone that is hard to step out of. For Miss Sheila to greet me without knowing anything about me or my story, she was intentional about being a laborer of God, bringing a sense of relief that this was the place for that God let myself for me and my family. Jesus came to first seek the lost sheep of the house of Israel, which is translated, lost sheep means other Jews or Hebrews like himself. Yet he turned away no one and offered salvation to all. After Jesus ascended to heaven, the apostles were commissioned to go and do the same. Come out of their comfort zones, have compassion, preach the gospel, and other lost sheep into the kingdom of God here and now. He was supposed to bring them. That's what he commissioned them to do, to bring the other lost sheep into the kingdom of God here and now. When we choose to be followers of Christ, we don't have the option of when we want to love someone different from us. We can't say, oh, I'll just wait until I enter the kingdom and then show some love then. It doesn't work like that. God tells us in the scripture, we have to get it right here on earth first with him and our neighbors that are not in our comfort zone. So, may I challenge you to read my favorite book, the Bible, and seek out the many examples that Jesus teaches us and shows us how to genuinely be compassionate and reach across the table just as he did it. Not us, just as he did it. May I also challenge you to be as bold as Pastor Mark and greet new faces as you see them in the sanctuary, as well as outside in your communities, and be as intent with others as Miss Sheila was with me. Jesus was called to reconcile us to God and to one another, restore us, and reach across the table. May you follow the word of God and be blessed in genuinely loving your neighbor. Amen. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and pray to close the service as we lead into worship. So if you would bow your heads with me as we pray. Father God, thank you. Thank you for today. Thank you for the breath of life. Father God, thank you for giving us your son, for loving us enough to send your son to show us how to genuinely reach across the table and love others as you have loved us. Father God, thank you that we are working on being better and doing better, because when you know better, you do better. Father God, thank you for just Miss Sheila and Pastor Mark, for them reaching across the table. And Father God, bless us to be intent and bold to continue to reach across the table for people who don't act like us, look like us, think like us, or even are in the same social class as us. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your son. In Jesus' holy and precious name, we give all praise and glory. Amen.